Victorian mental health patients have had a significant legal win today. The state's Supreme Court has ruled that forcing a person to have electric shock treatment without their consent is a breach of their human rights, and they must be given adequate support at any tribunal hearing to decide on their treatment. Samantha Donovan reports.
Indigo Dayer was in and out of mental health facilities for a decade after being diagnosed with schizophrenia, depression and borderline personality disorder. She had electroshock treatment, which is also known as electroconvulsive treatment, or ECT.
Well, I had 12 sessions of ECT, and one of the strange things for me is that apparently I chose to have ECT, so I consented, but because I lost memories from it, I can't remember choosing to have it, which is something I find quite disturbing in a way. I can't imagine why I would have said yes.
Indigo Dayer is now a mental health advocate with the Victorian Mental Illness Awareness Council. She says being given ECT without your consent would be a worse experience than her own.
When people are going to the mental health tribunal, they can often feel incredibly disempowered. One of the biggest struggles that people talk about as well is that it's almost impossible to get a lawyer to get legal representation at the tribunal.
In 2016-17, Victoria's Mental Health Tribunal considered nearly 700 applications for the administration of compulsory ECT. 588 of those orders were granted, but 100 patients successfully appealed against the treatment. In light of those figures, Victoria Legal Aid launched a Supreme Court challenge on behalf of two mental health patients known as PBU and NJE. They'd been in psychiatric units for months when the Mental Health Tribunal ordered both have ECT, and those orders were upheld by Victoria's Civil and Administrative Tribunal. Hamish McLaughlin is the Victoria Legal Aid lawyer who ran the case.
One of the clients, PBU, had previously had a course of ECT, and he described having the ECT, which was given to him without his consent, as one of the most traumatic days in his life. He said it was very terrifying, the prospect of getting ECT, and he said the most terrifying thing about it was that he didn't know what state he'd be in after he was given it. The other client, NJE, was similarly, she was quite terrified of getting ECT, and what she really objected to was the prospect of memory loss. She said she really didn't want her memory to be affected.
Mr. McLaughlin says the Supreme Court ruled today that the Mental Health Tribunal and the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal applied the state's mental health laws incorrectly when deciding if the two patients had the capacity to make decisions about their treatment.
And in both cases, the Supreme Court decided that our client's human rights had been breached by the way in which the VCAT had approached our client's capacity assessments. It's a central part of the Supreme Court's reasoning and the decision that it's handed down today is that mental health patients should be treated the same as any other people in the community when their capacity is assessed.
Hamish McLaughlin says each Australian state has different mental health laws, but today's Victorian decision could be an important precedent. The court's judgment has left mental health advocate Indigo Dayer with mixed feelings.
My main reaction is to be really happy. Human rights issues in mental health are a disgrace, really. We've got so far to go with respecting and upholding people's rights in mental health services, and this is a really important step forward. But my other reaction is kind of sadness because I wish we didn't have to have court hearings like this. I wish we just had mental health services that respected people to make our own choices. And I hope this is the beginning of increasing rights for people with mental health problems.
Indigo Dayer from the Victorian Mental Illness Advisory Council. Samantha Donovan, our reporter.